Hi friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at Gideon, Disciple Lessons from the Bronze Age, and this is an introduction to Gideon and the period of the Judges, particularly the book of Judges, the seventh book of the Bible. The period of the Judges comprises that time between the conquest of Canaan and Saul, Israel's first king, approximately the period between 1200 and 1000 B.C., the close of the late Bronze Age. Primary weapons of the time tended to be made of bronze, but iron weapons were beginning to appear. You can read more about that in my article, Weapons in the Late Bronze Age, that'll be found in your notes. The book of Judges is a collection of stories about the history of Israel after the death of Joshua and before Samuel. Israel was a loose confederation of 12 tribes, settled in a land only partially conquered from the Canaanites. And you can see more about that in an article, Peoples of the Promised Land. The cycle of the times, apostasy, oppression, deliverance by a judge, was enacted many times over these two centuries. The cause of this misery, according to the author of Judges, is idolatry, straying away from the exclusive worship of Yahweh and turning to other gods served by the peoples of Canaan. This is pretty well summed up in Judges 2, where the author describes what happened after Joshua's death. I'm going to be reading Judges 2, verses 10 to 16, which kind of gives you the picture. After that whole generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals. They forsook the Lord, the God of their fathers, who brought them out of Egypt. They followed and worshipped the various gods of the peoples around them. They provoked the Lord to anger because they forsook him and served the Baal and the Ashtoreths. In his anger against Israel, the Lord handed them over to raiders who plundered them. He sold them to their enemies all around, whom they were no longer able to resist. Whenever Israel went out to fight, the hand of the Lord was against them to defeat them, just as he had sworn to them. They were in great distress. Then the Lord raised up judges who saved them out of the hands of these raiders. When we come to the story of Gideon in Judges 6 through 8, the Israelites are worshiping Baal and being oppressed by the Midianites, who swoop in each year and take whatever harvests and cattle they can find, leaving the Israelites destitute. We'll talk more about that in Lesson 1. During the leadership of Joshua, the 12 tribes of Israel were assigned territories in Canaan, related in some measure to the population of the tribe. There was common commitment of the tribes to the covenant made at Sinai, and the national worship center, the tabernacle, was located in Shiloh with the high priest. However, there was no central government, and a lessened sense of being one nation than there had been under Moses and Joshua. Instead of operating together as a national unit, each tribe pretty much governed itself. Since there was little coordination between the tribes, the people were more vulnerable to well-armed and well-organized enemies. During this period, Israel operated as a loose confederacy of tribes, with emphasis on loose. Gideon was a member of the tribe of Manasseh. We think of judges as people charged with settling disputes, but most of the judges mentioned in this book are warriors, men and women empowered by the Spirit to bring military deliverance to Israel, who then continue on as leaders until their death. Exceptions to this are Deborah and Samuel, who focused on settling disputes and only tangentially acted as deliverers. There are challenges in precise dating, but here's an overall look at this approximately 200-year period. You'll notice that the judges come from different tribes and meet challenges from various neighbor nations. In your notes, you can see a chart that shows this period of the judges with approximate dates, the delivering judge, the judge's tribe, and the oppressing nation. Gideon is dated about 1100 BC from the tribe of Manasseh, with the Midianites being the enemy. However, it would be a mistake to assume that all the judges exercised consecutive periods of leadership. At least some of the leaders and events were probably largely concurrent, so the dates in the chart should be looked at as only tentative. So far as religious allegiance, the period was mixed. As we saw in the text above, verses 11 and 13 of chapter 2, then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals. They forsook the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of Egypt. They followed and worshipped the various gods of the people around them. They provoked the Lord to anger because they forsook him and served Baal and the Ashtoreths. It wasn't a complete forsaking. It was more subtle than that. Israelites retained a sense that Yahweh was their national God that had delivered them historically, but they also believed in the local fertility gods of Baal and Ashtoreth, male and female deities that were worshipped all over the ancient Near East. Mixing religious beliefs is called syncretism. This was just what Joshua had warned against in his final word to Israel before his death. Instead, he had called them to wholehearted devotion to Yahweh only. Joshua 24:15, "Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." It was a period of belief in Yahweh, as well as having clay household images of the goddess Asherah, of paying homage to the Lord as well as Baal. Any kind of deliverance from enemies must first include a deliverance from the worship of the Baals and Ashtoreths. You can see more about this in my article, Canaanite Religions and Baal Worship. I see two themes running through the book of Judges. First, wholehearted worship of Yahweh as the key to national deliverance, as we have discussed. Secondly, that a centralized hereditary kingship was necessary for the well-being of the nation. One of the verses that the author uses, Judges 17:6, "In those days Israel had no king. Everyone did as he saw fit." The book of Judges is comprised of a collection of stories of the exploits of national heroes during the period between the conquest and Israel's first king. At some point, very early, we believe, an editor pulled these accounts together into a single document, illustrating the ups and downs of this period. The rabbis believed that Samuel was the author of Judges, though there is no internal evidence for this. On the contrary, in light of his own history, Samuel would be unlikely to make the case for a king other than Yahweh, as we see in 1 Samuel 8. However, Judges seems to have been compiled quite early, since Judges 1:21 indicates that the Jebusites were still in Jerusalem at the time it was written. R.K. Harrison observes, quote, "It seems highly improbable that an editor who was compiling the account for the first time at a much later period would have allowed the text to stand had contemporary conditions been different, for he would almost certainly have furnished an explanatory gloss for the verse in question. Therefore, it would appear that this particular section, and perhaps even the book as a whole, was in substantially its present form before David made the Jebusite stronghold his capital city." 2 Samuel 5:6 and following. We conclude that Judges was compiled by an anonymous editor during the early monarchical period, perhaps 1020 to 1000 BC. Judges is an engrossing book that is hard to put down, since it records the story of God's dealing with men and women faced with difficult times. It is clear evidence for all time that God does honor faith, and that he does save his people by sending deliverers to intervene in history, as he has done at the end of the age, in Jesus Christ our Lord. God bless you as you study the book of Judges, and particularly the life of Gideon.